This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. Arizona, Florida, and three other U.S. states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 Saturday. In Arizona alone, health officials reported another 30,500 confirmed cases. Hospitals there have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all, as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day COVID-19 quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk, and official travel advice warning against all but essential travel outside Britain will be eased for some countries and regions. The changes will happen in 2 weeks' time, all being well. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories, depending on the risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters marched through one of Lisbon's main avenues and shouted, "Portugal is not racist," in a demonstration organized by the leader of far-right party known as for his derogatory remarks about ethnic minorities. The march organized by the group Chega comes around 3 weeks after thousands gathered in Lisbon and other Portuguese cities in protest against racism and alleged police brutality. Last October, Chega party leader Andre Ventura, a former soccer commentator, won the far right's first seat since Portugal's dictatorship ended in 1974. In January, Ventura called for a black fellow MP with dual Portuguese-Guinean citizenship to be returned to her country after she proposed items in Portuguese museums obtained from former colonies should be returned to the countries of origin. A month later, Ventura questioned if Porto striker Musa Marega, who left the pitch in protest after being subjected to monkey chants and other insults during the match, was a victim of racism. Ireland's parliament has picked veteran opposition leader Micheál Martin as the prime minister to head the first ever coalition uniting two parties that have battled each other for power since a civil war nearly a century ago. In his acceptance speech, Martin acknowledged the different traditions of the three parties and warned that Ireland faced the fastest moving recession ever to hit the country. As a consequence of the pandemic, Martin also paid tribute to the work of frontline staff and health workers during the coronavirus and pledged to lead the government of recovery and renewal as well. Afghan officials said Saturday that a roadside bomb in Kabul killed two members of the National Human Rights Monitoring Group. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission said its female donor coordinator, 24-year-old Fatima Kahil, and her driver were traveling to their office in the morning when the vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The commission condemned the attack, saying it was deeply shaken by the loss of its employees. In a news release, it also said that those responsible should be identified after a thorough investigation and then brought to justice for committing the terrible crime. Again, Afghan officials saying that a roadside bomb in Kabul killed at least two members of the National Human Rights Monitoring Group. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.